Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
DECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
Well, there he is, Todd Peach from BECU.org. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, BJ, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing really, really well. And here's the cool thing. If you really wonder about what to do with your money as far as like saving it and being writing checks or whatever you got to do, doing the ATM thing, man, a credit union is the way to go. And if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, how about BECU is one of the best. Just go to BECU.org. Todd's been there for 700 years, doesn't look a day over 699. But Todd's been doing a lot of business stuff for his whole life, and you know he's become really our financial guru because of this. And if you have any questions, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
Texts are coming in. Someone has a very simple one, but a good one, I think, for anyone that has a kid recently. What's the best way to save money for your kids if you don't want to do a college fund, but just want to make sure you have something for them later on down the road?
Ooh, have you heard about that before, Todd? People not wanting to do a college fund but still wanting to save money for their kids? I kind of have never heard of that.
Well, yeah, I have. A lot of people are concerned. They don't know. They want to save the money, but they don't know. Maybe they don't go to college, right? Then what happens to the money? I would still say that a 529 is your best way to go, and here's why. When you put the money into the 529, it does grow tax-free. So if you have a newborn, just think about, you know, if you can put, I don't know, $25, $100 a month in, the compounding growth on that, and then the gains that you will have in, you know, when that child is 18. Now, if they don't go to college or some post-secondary education, you can still access the money. You just might have to pay a little penalty on the earnings, not the principal. So if you go with something other than that, you're going to be paying taxes on the whole thing. So anyway, so I would still lean towards a 529. I know if you're afraid of that, I think that's a valid concern, but I would still lean towards that way. The second thing would be to think about a 529 for your child when they get a little bit older. So all they have to have is some earned income, and they would be eligible to put that money into a Roth IRA, where that money is going to grow tax-free forever until they take it out. So just have to have some earned income. They could open a Roth IRA, but I would definitely lean towards the 529 for saving for them, even if you don't think they may or may not go to college some post-secondary education.
So I want to be clear about this. So if your kid, let's just say, I don't know, at 15, 16, whatever, when they started working, you're saying we can start a Roth IRA for them if they've got a part-time job at a supermarket or something, we can help them with that. Oh, that I
absolutely. Cool.
That's very cool.
Or they babysit, or you know, they just have to have income that's reported on. You know, when you file the taxes, if they have some income that's reported when they file the taxes, then that money is eligible for a Roth IRA. And can you imagine if you're 12 years old? If I had been putting my paper, delivering newspapers when those existed, mowing lawns, if I had just put some of that into a Roth IRA, what it would be today, it's astounding.
Yeah, compound
interest. A Tesla, no problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, at least a Tesla. Yeah.
My first car is a Tesla.
It's Todd Petrum, BECU.org. If you got a question, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Speaking of Roth IRA, someone just texted in, what would you recommend, a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA?
A lot of it depends on your age.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks for looking at me. I understand that I'm no longer Roth eligible.
I'm looking in the mirror, BJ.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
but I would definitely lean towards a Roth IRA if you can in most circumstances. And again, it's because that money you're going to put in, yes, you're going to pay taxes today. We don't know what tax rates are going to be down the road when you need that money. It's a great way to really diversify your savings. So if you have a 401k at work that maybe doesn't have a Roth option, if you can do a Roth on the side, or if you do have the option to do a Roth part of your 401k, that's a great option. So I'm going to say 90%+ of the time, I'm going to lean towards a Roth IRA as a better option for the long term.
And what would you say, Todd, if you feel like you only have maybe 5 or less years in the workforce, you go regular IRA, or is it even long, even a longer set of years that you think you're going to be working?
It's really a case-by-case basis, BJ. And honestly, I think if it depends, if you have a long longevity in your family, I would still lean towards the Roth IRA. So, yeah, you may only have five years or less before you're going to retire, but what does your plan look like when you're going to actually need to take that money? If you have other means to get that, then the Roth just gives you a lot of flexibility when it.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
It comes to tax planning and withdrawals.
And we're talking to Todd Petrum, BECU.org. By the way, man, it's a great credit union, and you can do anything at a credit union that you can do at a bank, and yet that they work for you, because it's everybody owns the credit union. That's how it is. Todd, I just had a question, because I've been hearing the news about the fact that a lot of students might actually get their college loans, like that whole thing, relieved, and just they won't have to pay them. And I'm wondering what kind of impact is that going to have? Is it really something that has to happen? Because young people are so far behind the eight ball and buying houses and stuff, that this debt relief really could put them in par with Generation X and my generation when we were their age?
Well, BJ, I haven't seen all of the details on all that. You're talking about the Inflation Reduction Act?
The fact that the president wants to basically relieve some kids from their college debt, they're just going to say, you don't got to pay your loans off anymore. We're going to relieve you all that. That's what, at least I'm thinking, I'm understanding it to be that way. Because the article I read said that it's just for young people, millennials and Gen Zs, they cannot buy a house as easily as Gen X and baby boomers were able to. And they're saying it's because of the massive college debt that they have for just trying to get an education, which we, I guess, didn't have when we were doing our thing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's going to be a big burden loss. I don't know all of the details of that. Has that bill been passed by?
They're thinking about it. They're they're saying the president may do it any minute now. But a lot of folks are like, "Why? I had to pay mine off, and I don't know. I don't have any opinion. That's why I thought I'd ask you." But you know what?
If you can get your college debt, get that out of your way, that's a huge burden that's lifted off your shoulders. So if that does come to fruition, I mean, I'm assuming it's going to have some income limitations to it of some sort. But if kids are, graduating with $50,000-$100,000 in debt, and they may or may not have a job that affords them the ability to pay that off. So it's going to be a huge burden lifted off of that younger generation that's now going to free them up to pursue other goals, whether that's starting a business or buying a house, or saving for retirement.
Oh, he said if I won the lottery after I buy a sweet car, I'm going to then pay off my wife's student loan. So that'd be kind of... But whatever's left. Of course, the sweet car is more important.
It is wild, though, Steve, because, you know, you guys are different generations, and you didn't have anywhere near... Did you have that kind of debt?
No, but I also didn't go to grad school.
Oh, why? I thought for sure that you were a grad school guy. You know, really? You didn't kill you?
No.
Well, you weren't even going to try to put that lie forth. You were like, no, I'm not.
Now, after my time
guy.
At Princeton and undergrad, yeah, I feel like that was enough.
That was it. All right.
I got the Ivy League thing done. I'm good to go.
Okay.
Hey, we got someone that has a legit question from Eric from Yelm. He said, I heard a great way to start building your child's credit at an early age is to add them as a user for your credit card.
Oh.
As long as you're responsible with paying on time. Does this seem like a feasible way to have your child's credit close to 800 by the time that they're 18 years old? From Eric and Yelm.
Yeah, absolutely. You can use them as add them as a user to your credit. Just check to make sure that your financial institution reports that information. I think most do these days. I know that we do at BECU. But you add them as an authorized user. Just be aware that your payment or how you pay that account is going to be reflected on them. So you're going to want to make sure that you keep that squeaky clean. Everything's paid on time. No damages, because that will reflect on your child if that is the case.
Yeah, because you talk about the fact that we should only, our monthly payment should only, or whatever, our monthly balance should only be, 10% of what the amount we're allowed to spend total, like our credit limit?
Yeah, that's your utilization, which is about a third of your credit score, BJ. So that's where people get in trouble is I pay everything on time, but I'm maxing out my credit, and that's a warning sign that credit bureaus are sending. So if you can, it's 30 below percent, definitely. If you can do it less than 10%, even better. It's a big black box, but the data shows that if you can do it less than 10%, that is going to be better than 30%.
Yeah.
Just for simplicity, $1,000 credit limit. I want to make sure that statement that you get in the mail doesn't show a balance of more than $100. That would be your 10% limit. Mm-hmm. If it does, just make some extra payments along the way through the month.
Or get another credit card and pay it, right? That works.
Yeah, that's how you do it, Steve. Yeah. I mean, you spin those plates, brother.
Financial advice with Steve would be a whole different segment.
America!
That's how we
keep
do
spending.
It.
Well, you know, as usual, the time has flown by, Todd. But listen, if you couldn't get through either texting or phone line, you can email Todd. Just go to KISW.com and scroll down. You'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. And you will email Todd. Todd will do the best he can to answer your questions. It's a great thing that Todd's been doing for us for years. But BECU also has so many amazing services that will get you rolling as you start your financial life or you're in the middle of your financial life. All the information at BECU.org. And by the way, you can be a member if you live, work, or attend school here in Washington State. Todd, always good talking to you. Always good talking to you, buddy.
Likewise, BJ. Much appreciated.
My pleasure, man.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.